Has Central New York politicians met with Governor Cuomo and his staff this week during the opening day of the New York State Fair? The topic of a major project that looms over Central New York kept coming up. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, local leaders are taking every opportunity they can to discuss the future of Interstate 81 through downtown Syracuse.
It's the biggest public works project to take place in Central New York in a generation. How to deal with a crumbling viaduct that ferries thousands of vehicles through upstate New York every day. It's come down to basically two options: a tunnel that would keep a high-speed presence through the city, or a community grid that would reroute vehicles around the city. Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney offered the governor a sense of how the community is coming down on the issue.
I told him it's pretty 50-50. I don't know that, but that's my gut. It's pretty 50-50. Some people want a tunnel or high-speed access. Some people want a community grid. But depending on which one we land on, let's mitigate the concerns of the other team.
Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh is decidedly on the community grid team. While he didn't speak to the governor directly about it, he did talk to one of the administration's high-ranking transportation officials.
We're just going to keep pushing, and I told the commissioner we respect the process, but we're anxious to get to the end of it, and he heard me loud and clear.
And right now that process is on hold. Central New York waits for a draft environmental impact statement that lays out each proposal in detail. That's expected late this year or in early 2019. After that's reviewed, the state will make its final recommendation on 81. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.